With the 2020 election now less than a month away, Frank Eiler and Tom Simmons are the candidates for NC House District 17. But it isn't the first time the two have faced off in the race. Frank Eiler has represented District 17 for over a decade. 2 years ago, he was challenged by newcomer Tom Simmons, but scored a victory with 64% of the vote. Now Simmons is challenging him again. Simmons says he made that decision because he feels Eiler doesn't prioritize the people he serves.
I just felt like that our current representative was not looking at the needs of the county, voting a lot along party lines. We just need to get some better representation.
One of Simmons' biggest concerns is health care. He would like to see North Carolina expand Medicaid and argues that expansion would create new jobs in the health care field and strengthen rural hospitals.
We need to make sure that everybody that needs to see a doctor can see a doctor. Children, if they don't get pre- and postnatal care, their futures in the school system is going to be bleak. So I just think that expansion of Medicaid is just an important thing that we need to do.
Frank Eiler says the state has been putting more money into Medicaid, but he does not think expansion is the right solution and argues it's too expensive for taxpayers.
Well, I think everybody has access to health care. It's just how you go about it. I mean, emergency rooms don't turn people away, and a lot of doctors and dentists do pro bono work. We're trying to do Medicaid transformation, more efficient use of the monies we do put out, and fixing the system before we throw more money into it.
Eiler says his main priority if reelected would be a return to normalcy in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Help return well-being to North Carolinians, the health-related and the economic well-being. Good tax policy and good reforms. And so I think we can do a lot of relief like that, tax benefits, lowering people's costs to rebuild, and we've already done some of that.
If elected, Simmons would like the state to expand gun background checks and ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. He also wants to communicate directly with North Carolinians.
I think the difference between Mr. Eiler and myself is that I am willing to listen to people. I've committed myself to holding monthly town hall meetings so that I can be held accountable for what I do in Raleigh. And if the citizens run the county and say, we don't like this legislation, we think it's going to hurt our tourist industry, our fishing industry, whatever, then I will go back to Raleigh and vote against.
Eiler's perspective is that his party stands for law and order, while he says the Democratic Party stands for, quote, denigrating, demoralizing, and defunding police. He also argues that he's simply more experienced and that right now that experience is more important than ever.
I've been able to participate in passing laws to benefit families, small business, veterans, senior schools, all facets of our county and state. And economic activity has never been better until this pandemic hit. I think, a freshman, he'll be lost for about a year. You know, experience means a lot, and that's why I'm running. We can maximize my contacts from the district, the state, the inner workings of the legislature to better represent the district than any brand new guy could do.
The deadline to register to vote in North Carolina is tomorrow. Hannah Brasinger, WHQR News.